So here you have page 1 of 3. As you can see, the instructions state to complete this form to determine if the client has any ancillary needs. Again, this form is to be done at initial assessment, at any point new needs arise during treatment, and annually if TCM services are being provided. Please remember that the NET should be completed prior to the completion of the CTP. And also note that DMH does recommend to complete the NET at annual to assess for TCM needs, even if your client is not receiving TCM services. As you go through the document, you will notice that there are 5 columns, which include immediate action, action needed, monitor, no action needed, and strengths to utilize. You will notice as well that under each of these, there is a description for each rating to assist you during your assessment process. I would like to highlight some items from the NET that may also be found in our new integrated assessments for adults. So first, boxed in red, you will notice the category of housing under the domain of basic needs or benefits or establishment. This is similar information that can be found on page 11 of the adult full assessment, as well as page 10 of the adult reassessment. So again, when you complete your integrated assessments, consider the information that has been included in that assessment that may be used in order to complete the NET.